people will find the way. Give light, and people will find the way. People will find the way, I do believe.
Hello and welcome to Give Light, Shine Curriculum's first ever podcast for teachers and leaders in faith formation. We are excited to begin this new adventure and hope that you will enjoy today's show. Shine is a curriculum project of Menno Media and Brethren Press, providing faith formation resources for teachers and families of children and youth. You can find us on the web at www.shinecurriculum.com. My name is Joan Daggett, and I serve as project director for Shine. And with me today is Chrissy Walls, our curriculum editor. Chrissy will tell us about Shine's summer format and theme, Following God. Chrissy also coordinates the creation of our music CDs, and she'll tell us a little bit about that later in the show.
Teach peace, and people will find the way. Teach peace, and people will find the way. People will find the way, I do believe.
Chrissy, I know from my own experiences in church that things are different during the summer. Vacations, camps, conferences, family reunions, all these things can make for sporadic attendance. Plus, families often have friends, cousins, and grandchildren visiting during the summer. How's a Sunday school teacher to plan?
There are definitely challenges for teaching in the summer, but Shine anticipated that with some format changes. We have three age levels available in the summer: early childhood, multi-age, and junior youth. Because of attendance, many churches combine their classes during the summer months, which makes multi-age a great option. It's written for children in kindergarten through grade 5. The session plan format is the same as the rest of the year, but the games and activities are designed to work for a large age range. If an activity is more challenging, older and younger children are paired to help the younger ones participate. There are also tips for how to modify activities for really small groups. Early childhood and multi-age have 4-page student leaflets that are completed during the session and sent home each week. This is nice for varying attendance. If a child is absent, their leaflet could be used by a visitor. Early childhood has a resource pack, and multi-age has a poster pack.
One of the things that I really like about the multi-age leaflets is that they can be used as children's bulletins in churches that do not have summer Sunday school. What about junior youth, Chrissy?
Junior youth is completely downloadable, including the teacher's guide and student page. Because it's only available as a download, there is not a poster pack in the summer. The downloadable format is convenient if there are multiple teachers throughout the quarter. And if you anticipate having extra youth, you can make more copies of the student page.
Give love, and people will find the way.
Our overall theme for the summer quarter is Following God. Chrissy, what exciting Bible stories will children and youth be hearing this summer?
I don't know about you, but there are certain classic Bible stories that I remember from my childhood. Stories like Jonah and the whale, Noah's Ark, and Daniel in the lion's den. There were a lot of other Bible characters, though, that I did not meet, so to speak, until I was an adult. One of the things I love about this summer quarter of Shine is that it includes some familiar stories like Moses, Esther, Jonah, and Zacchaeus. But there are also other Bible characters like Rebecca, Jeremiah, Philip, and Nicodemus, who are lesser known but still have a lot to show us about following God faithfully. The faith story of each person in the Bible looks a little bit different. This is also true for each child in our churches. They are going to grow in faith in unique ways. This quarter will give them examples of men and women who were courageous and strong. But there are also a few who didn't get it quite right the first time around. And yet, God still worked in and through them. This is a great message for children, for all of us.
Now let's move on and talk about the new music CDs coming out for the fall quarter. Let's listen to God Made Everything from the Early Childhood CD featuring Annie Patterson.
the kangaroo. Who put the in the pig? It's true. Who made the cows go moo, moo, moo? God made everything. God made everything. Yes, you know it's true. God made everything. And God made me and you. Who put the hop in the kangaroo? Who put the in the pig? It's true. Who made the cows go moo, moo, moo? God made everything. God made everything. Yes, you know it's true. God made everything. God made everything.
What a fun song, Chrissy. I know you're excited about these new music CDs. Tell us a little more about our musicians and how you see teachers using these resources with their children and youth.
For those of you who have been with Shine from the beginning, there was an earlier CD that was used for 3 years. I'm sure you're ready for some new songs. So we have a collection of 30 new songs for use in the next 3 years. Annie Patterson recorded the CD for us. I was first introduced to her through a YouTube video I stumbled across last year. She was singing the song All God's Critters, a song that ended up on the CD. As soon as I saw the video and heard her sing, I knew that she was exactly the person we wanted for our next early childhood CD. She's a Quaker musician who's well known for her songbooks Rise Up Singing and Rise Again. Rise Up Singing has sold over 1 million copies. Annie tours the country with her husband, performing songs from her books. She has a background in early childhood teaching and music, so she really understands the needs of young children. We're also coming out with a new annual CD and songbook for primary through junior youth. Jeremy Kempf recorded this CD for us. We sought him out because he's been a popular leader for youth worship at the Mennonite Church USA Convention. He's currently the director of music and worship at Trinity Mennonite Church in Glendale, Arizona. He's also a songwriter, and we included one of his original songs on the CD. Music is such a central part of the church and the broader culture. Kids are listening to lots of different types of music. They're creating their own music and playing instruments. Our hope with the CD is that children will express their faith through music and will have songs to carry with them throughout their lives. Listen to this clip from the CD. This is from the song Mountain of God, written by Canadian musician and songwriter Phil Campbell Enns.
Let us go to a place that is pure to learn about love and wipe away tears. He'll melt swords of steel and hearts made of stone, set prisoners free and give strangers a home. So come, come as you are, oh come from near and far.
Granted, not all children like to sing, and let's face it, not all teachers feel comfortable singing in a group. That's why the CD can play a really important role. It can essentially lead the group. It can also be background music as children enter the room or as they are doing explore activities. The songbook is great if you have someone who plays piano or guitar and wants to lead the group that way. The sets of songbooks that are sold separately can be handed out to the group. This allows children to see the lyrics and even begin to learn how to read printed music. We highly recommend that you get these CDs for use in all your classrooms. They set a tone and convey important messages about what it means to follow God.
Thank you, Chrissy, and thanks to our listeners today. We hope that you will join us again next time when we'll take a closer look at spiritual practices, what they are, and how you can share in these practices with children and youth in your group or in your family. Remember, summer and fall curriculum can be ordered now on our web store at www.shinecurriculum.com. Fall quarter materials will begin shipping June 15th. You can find your way to this podcast on our website or Facebook page. From all of us at Shine Curriculum, give light, teach peace, stand together, and give love.
Give light, people will find the way. Give light, people will find the way. Give light, people will find the way. People will find the way, I do believe. People will find the way, I do believe.